Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Live from the Investors Bank Studio, Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti, Boomer and Gio on the Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. Good Thursday morning. The game did get rained out last night. Of course, very early call. That was nice for everybody that was planning to go to the game. We have a game four tonight at Yankee Stadium, and indeed things have changed. The plans are out there. You're going to repeat of matchups in game one and two, in games four and five. And the debate rages on whether or not it's a good thing or a bad thing for the Yankees. And I think it's a little bit of both, depending on how these games go. If you're going to tell me that Masahiro Tanaka and James Paxton are going to pitch great and going to pitch deep into games, then hell yeah, that's a benefit for the Yankees. But if you tell me that these guys are not going to be good and Aaron Boone's got to go right back to the bullpen again in some short outings and you got four games in 4 days, then yeah, it's not going to work out for them. But I love the fact that the Yankees have an opportunity to even this series at home with their best pitcher on the mound and a guy that you trust in Masahiro Tanaka. That's what it's about. That's what Boomer tells you it's about. It's one game, it's one inning, it's one pitcher, it's one pitch at a time, all right? And that's what you got tonight at Yankee Stadium, Masahiro Tanaka against Zach Greinke. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
I'm doing great, Gio, and it just goes again, once again, to highlight just how significant the loss of Domingo Germán is.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't want to keep beating on that, but when you take a look at the Nationals, you take a look at the Astros, what do they have? They got a big three, and all big threes, you know, have been aces at one point in time in their careers, and they all get what it means to go out there with the pressure and go get it done. I know Tanaka knows that. I'm not so sure Paxton knows that. And, you know, as far as Severino is concerned, while he fought through, you know, his four and whatever it was, a third inning or whatever, but, you know, the Yankees just don't have that guy, you know, or those guys. And this time of year, man, it once again shows it's the reality of what Major League Baseball is. It is really about top end good starting pitching. You can have a great bullpen, which is what the Yankees have, but they've had every time you go to the bullpen, it means you're bringing in another guy, and that guy may be off that day. You know, if you have your starting pitcher and he's a consistent, you know, top end starting pitcher, 9 times out of 10, he's going to give you the quality start that you want. And you can always count on that. And he's going to eat up maybe, I don't know, 21 to 24 outs. So, that's why when we get to this point in the season, and I think most people have been harping on the starting pitching of the Yankees, backed up by this bullpen that's going to be overused and was basically not really used that much in September because of this situation, it really starts to rear its ugly head. But I sit here this morning figuring, okay, the Yankees lost to Verlander and to Cole. You kind of expected that, but we also know they're going to have to beat one of them somewhere along the line.
Well, that's another reason why I think that the rain delay can help the Yankees. Now, it's not a lock, and we have to find out how these games go. It may end up hurting them, but if you're going to face Justin Verlander again in a critical game, wouldn't you rather face him at Yankee Stadium?
Yes,
now,
yes,
I know
course.
That Gerrit Cole shut down the Yankees at Yankee Stadium.
Well,
but
not really.
He was
off.
Right, he was off, but they didn't score any runs against them. So that's really what it comes down to, and I'd rather have that. And you talk about starting pitching. Well, the Yankees don't have to worry about a bullpen game now until possibly game six. And they've got their two best starters going in these two games. And these guys need to step up because you're right. When it comes to starting pitching, the pendulum swings so far to the Astros side of things that it's not even competitive. These guys have an opportunity to change that narrative.
So we're going to have a game three rematch of Severino and Cole in game seven, it looks like, if it gets that far.
Well, here's a scenario that I'll give you.
Yankees go back 3-2.
Yankees go back 3-2, and then you're up against it if you're A.J. Hinch in the Astros and you decide to go to Cole in a game six elimination game at home on 3 days rest. So that, to me, is a possibility. That's why the Yankees, if they can get today,
and then you beat Verlander, you're in the driver's seat going back to Houston in more ways than one. Not just because you're up 3-2, but because they have to panic and either use Cole on 3 days rest or have a bullpen game of their own. So in an elimination game. So that's why it doesn't feel great coming out of game three down 2-1 with the way that the offense looked. But all that can change very quickly if Tanaka and Paxton deliver and the offense delivers. It's all right there.
If.
Okay, but it's same if Zach Greinke cannot completely poop the bed. If it's the same ifs on the Astros side of things too.
Tonight is going to be blustery. It's going to be cold. I'm assuming that Tanaka is going to handle this because he's been through this before in this weather and everything else. I don't know if Greinke will handle this. That's the big question for me going into tonight's game, given the weather and given the chill in the air and the winds and all that other stuff. It's going to be really uncomfortable.
Yeah, if the Yankees can't win this game with all the circumstances around it, then they don't deserve to win the series. It's as easy as that.
Yeah, but I still say, you know, they had to win game three. To me, game three was the pivotal game. But we'll see.
Right. I mean, it feels like that right now. But if the Yankees Friday night, and I'll be in the building Friday night for a game five or tied 2-2.
And they never lose when you go.
That is true. They have not lost. Well, this season. This season they have not lost.
I'm just talking about this season.
Yeah, this season they have not lost. Last year, I was there to see a loss in the playoffs. But
now the question is, do they tweak the lineup again? You know, what are they doing here? And, you know, Joe Girardi's going to stick with Gary Sanchez. That's all the reports. I understand that there is a Joe Girardi.
You got Aaron, the Mets on the brain here.
You know what? I have Joe Girardi because I just read about him, you know, taking himself off of the USA baseball team because he wants to get into Major League managing, and he will. So anyway, Aaron Boone is going to stick with Gary Sanchez. And so he's not going to be changing anything. He may drop him in the lineup or something, but he's going to stick with his slumping catcher, who, by the way, you know, continues to really struggle. And you know, you talk about, Adam Ottavino getting booed. I told you yesterday, Sanchez is getting booed now again. We're right back to where we were almost, a year ago.
Yeah. Right. I know. But these guys have an opportunity now. You know, it was down 2-1, two more games at home. If you want to repeat of last year, then do something about it. If you want to avoid that, if you want to avoid a repeat of last year, these guys have this opportunity, and most of them were here last year. So I really like the Yankees' chances tonight, of course. How do you not with Tanaka and the way that he pitched in game one? But it's not like it's a lock by any stretch. If they go down 3-1 and it's over, it's completely over at that point. And there's no way they're coming back to win three games in a row with two of them in Houston with Verlander and Cole and some sort of combination in those next three. So the dream is for the Yankees today is to have Tanaka go deep into the game. All right, he only threw 70 something pitches, close to it, 68, whatever it was, in the first game.
He was gassed, though,
did say he was a little bit tired. So, all right, stress free innings tonight for Tanaka. Peaches deep into the game, and then you're not using the bullpen as much. You win the game, and there you are, back Friday night at Yankee Stadium for a game five with Verlander on the mound for the Astros, and you go and beat him.
So, is Stanton in the game tonight?
I'm going to say no. I'm going to say he's not.
What the hell are we doing then?
I don't know that for a fact. It's a guess, man. I don't know. What do you think? You think that he's going to be, bless you. I don't think that he's going to be in the lineup. I don't know. It just doesn't feel
so
like.
So he's just occupying a uniform.
I guess. I don't know. I could be wrong, though. I mean, if he's not, then
that
really I agree with you.
Me. You know what?
But let's not. I don't know
really
the answer to that.
It bothers me that he is not playing because he's supposed to be playing. He's supposed to be a part of the lineup. And if he's hurt, where he can't be a part of the lineup, then he's taking up a roster spot. And I have a problem with that.
Yeah.
To have a guy that can't in any way, shape, or form help your team, and now you got this $300 million player who's relegated to being what, a pinch hitter?
Yeah, if that, right? I mean, he's been available to pinch hit in two games and hasn't. So
He's done nothing.
Right. He's done nothing the entire year. I mean, he had a home run in game one.
I don't know what's worse. You know, going 0-4 or sitting in a uniform and not even playing.
Well, yeah, I think
if you're out of uniform and you're hurt, that's one thing. There's nothing you could do about that. And, you know, that's part of the process. That's part of being an athlete, and it happens. Sam Darnold went through it. He hurt his foot last year, and he got mono this year. It happens. If he's hurt and he's not admitting that he's truly, really hurt, and they're just leaving him in a uniform in the dugout. It's like, what are they doing?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going
to. Are we about winning a World Series, or what are we doing?
Sure. No.
What is the job here? To be, to have, like, you know, emotional tether, or are you supposed to be winning the World Series?
Yeah, you're supposed to be winning the World Series.
I'm sorry. It's about winning. You know, like, I don't know how many times there have been players that have played for Bill Belichick, and he has just sat those players down. Just sat them down. You know, because they're either not performing or they're hurt and they can't perform. And he's just like, hey, we'll move on. We got somebody else. We'll have to do it with somebody else. This whole notion of, like, you know, supporting some guy because he's making 300 million. If this were anybody other than Stanton, do you think that they would
hear? No, absolutely not. No, you're right. You're right. I'm just, the reason why I have a little bit of trepidation in going all in on this is I don't know if he's going to be in the lineup tonight. If he's not, and it's the same situation as games two and three, so and he's hanging out in the dugout,
that's three games in a row.
Then everything you're saying is 100% spot on. But I don't know. And the call is going to be made at some point. And they also, by the way, so there's three options. One is the one that we're going to hate to see, which is a repeat of games two and three where he's just hanging out and he's useless to the team. That's the one that we don't want to see. The other two are acceptable to me, which is he's in the lineup and he's contributing, right? And then he's going to give it a shot. He's going to play through it. He's going to give what he's got and all that. And also the other one, which is just get him the hell out of here because he's too hurt and he can't help the team and put somebody else in there.
So let me ask you a question. Out of all the guys in this lineup, who is the guy that he is going to pinch hit for if, in fact, he has to pinch hit? Who's he going to pinch hit for? Gary Sanchez? No, I don't think so, right? Is he going to pinch hit for Gardner and they'll put Maven in the outfield?
Yeah, that's a possibility, sure.
Is that a possibility? I mean, like, I don't know. You tell me. I mean, what? I don't know what he's doing. he's just sitting in there.
I know.
I know they don't pinch hit, and there's no reason because they don't have any lefties in the bullpen for for the Astros and all this other stuff. It's
mind-numbing. There's no point if they do this again. Now, this is the exact scenario that played out that I was saying where they get an extra day because of the rain out, where maybe he can get that day to rehab and be healthy for a game four. If he's back in that dugout and unavailable only to pinch hit, that to me is there's zero point to going forward with Giancarlo Stanton on this roster because enough's enough now. Get a different body in there. Well, Tauchman, Voit, anybody, another pitcher, it doesn't even matter. Somebody who can help this team in this critical series where they have to win a championship this year. But let's wait and see because I don't believe that the Yankees would have that approach for another game. I just can't see how they could bring him back after this time to have him be just a pinch hitter standing on the top step of the dugout, occasionally with the camera panning to him.
It would have been nice to have him in game two pinch hit, maybe hit a home run.
Yeah, it would have been. You know, would have been nice for him to be in the lineup, period, when you scored, three runs in two games, right? It would have been nice after you see him break out of it, hit a home run in game one.
I'm going to tell you right now, they lose this series and he doesn't play and he stays in uniform. Oh, man.
Yeah,
Yankee fans could be ticked.
Of course.
Like you heard them, you say they're throwing stuff on the field and everything. They're very angry right now.
Yeah,
The Yankee fan base is completely unhinged right now.
I wouldn't go unhinged. I think that they're close to being unhinged.
Oh, I think they're unhinged.
I think that the hinge is hanging on by a thread. And if they lose,
they're booing the catcher. They're
right.
Booing a hometown pitcher.
All right.
They're very unhappy with what's going on with Stanton. I mean, I don't know what else to tell you.
Do you blame him?
No, I don't. I don't. I'm just saying, but I think many, not all of them, because you can't do a blanket statement, say all of them. I probably should backtrack a little bit and just say some are unhinged.
Yeah, some, I would say that they are nervous and angry, a lot of them. And it's hard to have blind optimism with this team after the way they played the last couple of games.
They were throwing stuff on the field the other night.
They were. That's not great. You know,
it's not a good look, man. It's embarrassing. It's like a Philadelphia look.
That's not, you're right.
I mean, this
is
Yankee fans. You can't be doing that.
This is how many times we've gone through these series, though, where this is what we do. It's the peaks and the valleys. And right now they're in a valley. And if they go out and they win 8-1 and Tanaka throws eight scoreless and then one run's given up by Loaisica in the ninth inning and then the bullpen set up and everything's great and it's 2-2 and the place is fired up for a Friday night at Yankee Stadium game five, then you're back at the peak. So this is just, it's one of these moments where it doesn't feel like the Yankees can score. It doesn't feel like they can win. Some of the same stuff is happening from last year. all of that can change in the snap of a finger. And the fact that you've got Tanaka on the mound against a pitcher in Greinke that you feel like you can get to and have already in this series, now you got him in your building. We'll be in here tomorrow morning, and the unhinged Yankee fan is all of a sudden hinged again, right? They won't be throwing stuff onto the field any longer.
Well, that's what happens with a game, with a seven-game series. If you get that far,
sure,
you're going to have the ups and downs, the peaks and valleys. Boy, man, I know that with the Rangers.
Well, of course.
Now you have the, you know, you take two games in on lead, and then you end up down 3-2, and then you got to go win game six.
It's crazy.
Yeah. It's nuts. I understand that. And tonight, by the way, it is Capo Caco and Jack Hughes night over at the Prudential Center.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you get the Rangers and the Devils facing on for the first time this year.
Does that mean I'm going to have to tell you what happens in the Yankee game then? Because
I'll be
able
to watch both. Don't you worry about it.
Okay. Just if you need a refresher or something in the morning, I'll let you know.
I'll be locked into both. Don't worry about it.
Into both, huh? You don't like DVR that one, the Rangers-Devils, and then go back to a later date?
I came this close going to the Rock tonight.
Oh, that would have been a terrible move.
What do you mean?
Boomer.
Yeah.
Nobody cares about hockey.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody cares about hockey.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody cares about hockey.
Oh, yeah. Everybody loves hockey.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that would have been bad.
Yeah.
What do you mean? If you would have been in the Rock while the Yankee game was going on?
Yeah.
No. Come on.
But
you got the rest of the year to be focusing on hockey.
I decided not to do it.
Okay. You're a smart man.
I don't think I'm not focused on hockey. I'm focused on it 100%.
Man, I tell you.
I just try not to talk to you about it because you have no clue about all the things that are going on. There's a lot going on.
Right now, I don't.
I know you're so focused on your Vikings and on the NFL and on the Yankees. And the one thing I will say. And I know we're both Met fans and everything else, but your positivity towards the Yankees is apparent and it's laudable.
Okay.
Definitely laudable.
Well, I've been watching this team the entire year, and I cannot after a couple of losses, then fall in love.
Yeah, you did.
I can't after a couple of losses just jump off the opinion that they're going to the World Series. I can't do that.
You fell in love.
I didn't fall in love.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't. Not at all. It's not a falling in love. It's an observation as a sports fan that I've had now for many months that I would like to be right about.
It's like you're across the room and there is an absolutely gorgeous girl at the bar. You looked from afar and you said, "Man, that's what it's like."
No, I disagree.
I just think that's the way, like all the positivity. Like, you thought that they were going to win game three. Like, you were so positive.
I did.
They were going to win game three.
I did.
And you felt so good coming in here, you know. And I couldn't imagine. We didn't work on Sunday morning, but if we would have worked on Sunday morning, you would have been just bonkers with the fact that they hammered the Astros in game one.
Well, right. Well, which is the opposite of what you were yesterday, because you were just flat out giddy that the Astros were up 2-1. I mean, you floated from your office into the studio. You were just on cloud nine. You could not get enough of it.
See, so
you were just playing every break. You were watching the MLB.com highlights. Ooh, yeah. Look at this. Ooh, hit and run. Ooh. Astros, look at this.
Oh,
rundown. Oh, man. Small ball.
Right.
You just loved it. Oh, you couldn't get enough of it.
100%.
Yeah. So
the one thing I will say about in terms of like self understanding and self evaluation and just knowing of oneself and how you carry yourself. Like, I didn't realize I was doing that the other day. And I appreciate you pointing that out.
Yeah, I mean, we were all over it.
I had no idea.
I mean, Eddie was he was in my ear the whole time. Can you believe this guy? Look how happy he is. This is incredible. He's happier than I am right now.
Well, at least I kind of stayed true to what I was thinking about. Like, you fell in love with the Yankees.
I did not. I didn't fall in love with the Yankees. What I did was I made a sharp baseball observation.
Oh, okay.
And we'll see if it comes true. And if it doesn't, I was wrong, right? And the Astros were better. But right now, if you're giving up on this Yankee team with two more games at home, especially with Tanaka Greinke tonight.
I'm not giving up. I said they're going to go seven.
You did.
So I'm not giving up.
Well, yeah, but you've said that whoever wins game three is going to win the series.
Yeah, it's going to win game seven.
So basically, you've given up on the Yankees winning the series.
No, because game three was Cole and game seven is going to be Cole.
Maybe.
Most likely.
Maybe. Maybe you get Cole on 3 days rest and the Yankee lineup just smacks them into their offseason and they head down. It would be back up to Yankee Stadium for game one of the World Series on Tuesday. Maybe that happens.
Maybe it does happen.
Right? Ever think of that? Huh?
Well, of course it could happen.
Right.
But then Cole could also throw a no-hitter. you ever think of that?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Many, many times. All right.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.